This is the Josh and Jesse Podcast,
your monthly source for sports radio.
Teens Talk Sports with Josh and Jesse is sponsored by...
Somehow we make a casual phone conversation sound like compelling semi-professional radio, and that's the important thing.
You have just given out a big, horrible secret to everybody, and now we're screwed. He has shot us in the foot. You've told everybody how to make a successful, funny podcast.
Well, that's all right. We figured it out, so they can't do.
Podcrapular. Stream it, download it, love it at golfwidow.podomatic.com.
Welcome into the Teens Talk Sports Podcast, Josh and
Jesse.
We have to get a little sloppy.
You have to say my name.
He doesn't talk enough. Do you think he doesn't talk enough?
I talk enough. I'm loud, I'm good, I'm here, and I'm ready to talk about sports.
All right. So, welcome into this week's show. We say we do a little bit of Super Bowl talk, mainly a Super Bowl show, but you know what? We'll talk about everything else. We get to everything, the NBA, the NHL, especially the All-Star Game. We'll get to
All-Star
that.
All-Star Game.
We'll
get you got some case, good programming.
In case you missed it. But I want to start the show with, did you hear my voice crack a minute, right?
You heard that.
That
was nice.
Okay, the Bears safety, Chris Harris, he told a cable access show that if his team went to the Super Bowl, he'd get the host tickets, and of course the Bears made it.
Bears Colts.
And he doesn't want to give them the tickets. The players each get 16 tickets.
Wow.
And he wants to give them to the family, so, I guess this guy, what is he going to do? Is it pay him off? Something like that.
I don't know.
You know, you're making promises.
My question is, why is Chris Harris on a public access show?
That's true.
I didn't even think anybody watched their shows. I watched one with some crazy lady screaming about most
of the public access shows. You have, you know, one of those homemade camcorders.
Yep.
You go up to the guy. So, you think they're team to make it in the Super Bowl? So, I guess he wasn't too confident in his own team. Okay, another topic we want to bring up, KFed, Kevin Federline.
This guy sure knows what he's doing, right?
He's in a Super Bowl commercial. Does anybody have respect for Kevin Federline? This guy is a loser.
Does anybody want to watch him in the Super Bowl? And I'm in the Super Bowl. I want to sit down like chips.
He's in a commercial for an insurance company, nationwide insurance company. And he's in a fast food restaurant.
Did you hear about this? The fast food restaurant. He's portraying a chef in the fast food restaurant. And the people who work at the fast food restaurants are angry because they feel like they're being falsely portrayed.
Well, Kevin,
if you're a fast food worker, I'd already be ashamed to work there in the first place.
Well, Popo's out.
Popo's out. That's not even true.
Kevin Federline singing is what this rapping gets. Not too good stuff. Popo's out of that one.
And another thing we found out this week. Tickets for the Super Bowl, the average cost, you're not going to believe this, $5,540. That's enough to buy you a big plasma HD TV, a home theater sound system, and a new couch, and some money left over. So, to go to the Super Bowl, to spend a couple hours at a game, you know, sit up in the nosebleeds, enjoy a good football game. Or you can get a big TV.
It's not going to be cold. You're Miami. You're not going
to
be cold.
Oh, that's nice. You get to go to Miami. But you know what? That probably doesn't include airfare, hotel. That's just the price for the ticket. And then if you want to go with somebody else, double it.
Well, you're not paying for the other person. They're going to pay for themselves.
Well, it doesn't matter. What if you're going with your kid?
Well, if you go with your kid, then you got to pay with them. But then you obviously think of a decision before you go. Do I want to spend this amount of money? But if you bought tickets before the Super Bowl, people were thinking about it, you probably could have got cheaper tickets. Not that much. You could have got cheaper
tickets. They release the tickets before they know the teams?
They release the tickets. Yeah, of course they do.
They do?
Yes. You didn't know that. Yeah, Miami, they have the Super Bowl set in one place. You can buy tickets.
You know what? One year, Josh, we're gonna go down. We're gonna do a special Teens Talk Sports edition from the Super Bowl. We're gonna have. We're gonna be sitting at a little desk outside the stadium.
See, we don't have these. We don't have the money for these things. How are we gonna get to the Super Bowl?
No, we'll get. You know, we'll fly down. We'll hitch our way. We'll hitch our way. You know, down the East Coast. We'll find a way, and then we get there, set up our little table with our little microphone, and we'll we'll ask some guests to come on, and then eventually we'll get escorted off by police because we'll be. We'll probably not be allowed to do it. So, it'll be good.
Okay. All right. Let's give something else up. Peyton Manning going to the Super Bowl. But how many commercials can Peyton Manning be in? He's been in at least, I've seen the MasterCard commercial. The MasterCard commercial he was in. He was in the, what other commercial? He was in the Sprint commercial? What other commercial? He's in so many commercials.
He's in the DirecTV commercial.
He's in every commercial. Does this guy not have enough money? Not have enough publicity on his side that he needs to be in 40 million commercials?
Well, I think the reason why he's in all these commercials, he's a good player, one of the best quarterbacks I've seen in my lifetime, and he is, he has a great image. You never see anything wrong with it. I mean, besides for the fact that he chokes in the playoffs, except for this year, of course, obviously he's going to the Super Bowl. But you don't hear anything bad about Peyton Manning. You know he has a good home life. He comes from a football family, so he's just a good guy to have on a commercial. He'll be a nice guy and he'll support the product. And all the kids love him, and he's just a good role model and a great quarterback to have on a commercial.
Yeah, but he doesn't need the money. I guess
he's not doing it for the money. He's just a nice guy. He's doing it. I mean, obviously he's getting paid millions for it, but. With the commercials, you could retire from football and still be a wealthy man. His father's Archie Manning. His brother, we don't talk about Eli. We just leave him alone.
Okay, let's get to the Super Bowl. The show, this is what you've been waiting for. Super Bowl predictions. Who do you got winning the Super Bowl?
I hate to say this. I'm going to say Bears.
I'm going to go with the Bears, too. I like the Bears. I take Bears. 7 points for the Bears. 7 points.
I can't say how many points. I'm not good at.
I got Bears by 7 in the Super Bowl.
If I was to say score,
this has been disproved so many times, but I'm gonna go with the fact that defense wins championships.
It's true. It's true for all sports. The defense always wins championships. And I'm gonna go with the Bears because not only do they have the great defense, they have the great coach, Lovie Smith. Lovey-dovey.
But I can still see Peyton coming back. I can still see Peyton, week, coming back, 80-yard drive. Probably made his career. That one drive made Peyton Manning's career.
Yeah, I mean, what kind of team comes back 21-3? That's a championship-worthy team.
Down 18 points. You thought the game was over.
I was sitting with you, and I said, let's just shut this game off and go home. It's not worth watching anymore. And, at halftime, I was writing them off. And they explode. I was saying to myself, what did Tony Dungy give these guys at halftime? Because they just exploded with offense and defense. And the Patriots, Bill Belichick, thankfully they lost. Because I hate the Patriots. I said they were going to win.
Because you're a Jet fan.
But I still don't like the Patriots.
Yeah, I don't like the Patriots. It was horrible. Peyton Manning wants to go over to Bill Belichick, give him, talk to him for a second. Give him a high five, shake his hand.
Right.
Blows him off. Those are the things he can't do. He blew off Mangini, which was horrible. You cannot blow off. That's terrible. It's a sport. This is not a life and death situation. It does not matter. You have respect for your fellow coaches and your fellow players in the NFL.
And Belichick just doesn't seem like that nice of a guy to me. You know what I mean? He just, as a player, I would not be happy playing with him because... He just doesn't seem like that nice of a guy.
No, he seems like a nice guy when you're on his team, but then when you're not in his team, it doesn't seem like he's too open and friendly. He takes the sport very, very... He takes it to heart a lot more than many other coaches do.
Yeah, and I mean, he has to live with his losses, and I can't see him being too out about their loss, even though, of course, they were, they were up 21-3. Still, you still got those. You got the rings that the Patriots have won in the past
4 years in a row.
And he gets to just go home and chill out. Build. I'm sure the Patriots are going to do something next year, also.
Okay, Tank Johnson, should he play in the Super Bowl? Tank Johnson was arrested on. He's on probation right now. Cannot leave the state. Was arrested on. He had gun possession of weapons and rounds of ammunition in his house. Should he be playing? The judge said that since he's going to work, he should be able to play. I don't think he should be able to play. He still committed a crime. He's making enough money. It's not like he's going to McDonald's or a place like a dead-end job where he works just to support his family. He has enough money. Going to the Super Bowl does not show anybody. It shows me that I can commit a crime, be in the NFL, and I want to go to the Super Bowl. I'm down on, you know, just only allowed to stay in my state. It means I can go to the Super Bowl, but not even like follow my probation. This is horrible. The judge made a bad decision there. He should not be able to play in the Super Bowl. You commit a crime, you got to suffer the consequences.
No, I agree, because I could definitely see, athletes committing more crimes. Athletes these days, gun possession is up. A lot of athletes own guns, and a lot of crimes.
But it's illegal. Illegal. His bodyguard was also just shot at a club a couple weeks ago,
and
he could be in danger. Could he be in danger? I don't know. People in the NFL have been shot recently.
I know. You look at the
Broncos.
On New Year's, it's bad, and it's really going downhill. Especially the NBA. Also, these guys are also committing crimes.
The NBA is.
And I agree with you. It's setting a bad example for people everywhere.
It's also setting a bad example for the youth of America.
Yeah. It's showing kids that they can commit crimes and still play in the biggest sporting event of the year, and it's wrong. And also, you look at Chris Henry, the wide receiver for the Bengals.
He's serving a 2-day jail suspension. He has four different cases against right now. Yeah. He has a 2-day jail sentence for giving minors beer and alcohol, putting the in suspension from the NFL. He's going to be suspended from the NFL. He drew a 2-game suspension this season for violating the league's conduct, substance abuse policies, and could get a harsher for his latest conviction. He's become a symbol of Cincinnati's extensive off-field problems. Nine players have been arrested in the last 9 months, two of them suspended by the league during the season. Henry has 4 arrests in the last 14 months.
And this Bengals team, I think this is one of the major contributors that they didn't get into the playoffs. Their team is, being, rifled up.
Their mind was in the wrong way. It was, everything was, sidetracked by players getting in trouble with the law.
Getting them on bail and probation. It's setting a bad example for everybody that, crimes can be committed in sports and it's okay. 9 players in 9 months. That means 1 player a month. That is appalling. It's a team. It's not. I could see 9 players in 9 months for the whole NFL, but for the Cincinnati Bengals team, this one team, getting arrested that many times, it's terrible.
Okay, their coach Marvin Lewis sent a message that he was cracking down on player misconduct. Since then, cornerback Jonathan Joseph has been arrested and charged with possession of marijuana. And in neighboring Clermont County, last June, was charged on drunk driving, but the results of his test were thrown out by authorities. But he was over the legal limit, fined $250, and suspended a 30-day jail sentence, and prohibited from using alcohol or drugs, which was part of the agreement. He will have to take random drug tests because of the situation. And then on Thursday, Henry settled the case involving underage drinking. He originally was charged with 3 counts of unlawful transactions with a minor. Police said he brought alcohol for 3 females aged 18, 16, and 15 in Kentucky in a motel room on April 29th. One of the 3, Monica Beeman, 18, was charged with the murder in Cincinnati last September. In the last 2 days, he's accepted plea agreements to end the last 2 court cases against him. But this is just showing terrible stuff towards the NFL, terrible publicity going towards the NFL because of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Are you kidding me? He's giving alcohol to girls ages 18, 16, and 15, one with a murder charge against her? What is this guy thinking? He has so many charges against him. I'm surprised that they're still letting him be in the NFL. If I was the commissioner, Tagliabue, I think he is, right?
Tagliabue, yeah. Both Tagliabue.
I would get this guy out of the league before he does something really stupid that'll give the entire sport a bad name.
It's really showing, the NHL, the class has gone down just in the last couple of months of the NFL. But once the Super Bowl ends, it should go down a little bit.
And another big NFL headline of this week, Bill Parcells, the Dallas Cowboys, or the former Dallas Cowboys coach, has retired. He is 65 years old, and the guy has been through a lot with the NFL. It's a really sour note that he ended his coaching career on, of course, with the Tony Romo fumble and the loss to the Seahawks in the NFC divisional game. And it's, I think it's enough for this guy. I think he's
in the NFC wildcard. NFC wildcard game, man.
Wildcard, excuse me. But it's just, it's getting, I think he's getting a little too old. He's, you know, he's, it's,
I think,
this,
you know,
this whole thing with the press is becoming kind of like a circus.
He needs to play some golf, relax. he's been said that he's the most entertaining coach to listen to and watch in press conferences. If you've watched some of his press conferences, he'll make you laugh. He's a very mysterious guy. His conduct is weird, but it's professional on the same level. Parcells could have won with the Jets, if you remember, in 1998, going to the AFC Championship game. And if he would have stayed with the organization, not that I'm complaining about Eric Mangini and the situation we have now, but if he would have stayed with the organization, I would have given the Jets almost a guaranteed Super Bowl in 1999.
I want to ask you a question. You say that he is professional. I have to disagree. The guy goes to press conferences. He gets asked questions. He makes fun of the guys, which I think is funny. It's just unprofessional. Then he goes on to ask the reporters questions, which reverses the whole system of.
So what?
It just doesn't seem professional to me. It seems like a circus that he's making. The press conference.
Who cares? This is a press conference. The press wants to ask the question. He'll answer what he wants to answer. He's not forced to answer any question.
But he shouldn't be asking the press guys questions.
Why not? I don't see why not.
Because it's unprofessional. Do you see? It's
unprofessional.
It's not, unprofessional might not be the best word.
His job is to not answer to these reporters.
Unconservative.
His job as a coach of a football team, not to answer reporters. Okay.
And obviously, he didn't do that great of a job because if you look, his team didn't make it past the wild card this year.
Well, it's not his team. It's not his fault. It's
just the coach. It's not his fault.
It's the players. So, Bill, you're saying to me, Bill Parcells caused that fumble somehow?
Yes. He called the play that caused the fumble.
He didn't fumble the ball.
But
were those his hands?
No. It wasn't. But it's not. It's not just. You can't blame it on Tony Romo. You can't blame it on the players. You blame it on the organization. It was just a mishap on everybody's part.
You blame it on the person who missed the ball. That's the main person.
It's Tony. So you're going to blame the entire season on Tony Romo? The entire season.
I'm not blaming the entire season on Tony Romo.
Think about this. If you go back, if Bill Parcells was a better coach, they wouldn't have even been playing in that game. They would have just won the division and moved right up to the wild card. I don't know how you lose the division to the Eagles, who didn't even have their starting quarterback for most of the year and their starting running back.
That's true.
So how could I don't even know why they were playing in that game. Originally, I thought the Giants were going to win the division. That obviously went to the trash.
The Giants went 2-6 in the last eight games.
I know.
The first half of the season, the Giants were 6-2.
Tom Coughlin, very poor coaching in the end of the season.
First half of the season looked very good for the Giants, going 6-2. Everything was up. The second half of the season was not good for them, going 2-6.
But I'm just saying that Bill Parcells, if he would have been a better coach, I think they would have been playing the winner of the Seahawks Bears game in the division, in the NFC division.
The Giants could have made it. The Giants could have done a lot more with the season this year. I'm surprised Tom Coughlin's coming back. NHL All-Star Game.
Yes, NHL. The ice hockey going on. It's crazy.
Did anybody watch the game? Did anybody watch the All-Star game? It was on the Versus Network. How many people get the Versus Network? How many people know what the Versus Network is?
You know, I didn't even know the Versus Network existed until I went outside in the city and I saw a big sign for it. If that sign had not been there, then I would have no. I wouldn't have even. I wouldn't watch the NHL All-Star game.
If you read the paper, you would have saw that too.
Well, I usually go right to the comics and the funnies. And then I'll go to the movie times. And then I'll browse through the
movie times.
I'll browse through the
so the sports section.
I'll browse through the horoscopes, and then maybe I'll touch on the sports section.
Maybe you'll touch. Well, nevertheless, the Western Conference did beat the Eastern Conference. Hope tonight, not much to say. It's the NHL. what's going on with life.
Did you hear they got new uniforms?
Oh, they did get new uniforms.
I don't know why Reebok would spend any new money on the NHL, but they're now lighter.
I don't really care, and I don't know if you care too much.
I don't care. I'm just telling the hockey fans what they want. If we have anybody who's a hockey fan, this 3 minutes of the show, this is for you. We have listened to your prayers and your emails.
Let's get off hockey. And I can't take it anymore.
There you go. We're done.
I'm getting a headache talking about hockey. Sammy Sosa expected to sign with the Rangers a minor league contract early next week. Sosa hasn't played in the majors since 2005 with the Baltimore Orioles, when the seven-time All-Star hit .221 with 14 home runs and 14 runs batted in 102 games.
45 runs batted in. But it doesn't even matter. It was a bad season.
That's what I said.
Bad season for him.
His major league debut came in with the Rangers actually in 1989. He played only 25 games, traded to the White Sox, and then he obviously ended up with the Chicago. He just went across the bridge, wherever he had to go.
I'm not familiar across with the city
of
Chicago,
town, and he went to Wrigley Field, and that's where he had most of his success. Sosa's contract will likely base salary of $500,000, which is, I wouldn't pay that much money for Sammy Sosa, depending, seeing like, you know, what can Sammy Sosa does, he's not injecting the goods into his body anymore, and he's not taking the steroids, so what can Sammy Sosa do for your team? His DHing skills, will that be that good? As I said a minute ago, he hit .221 in 2005 with 14 home runs and 45 RBIs in 102 games. Maybe he can pitch it, but he's gonna get a minor league contract. Bring him up, maybe bring him up in the middle of the season for some bench. That's even if the Rangers make it to the playoffs, which if they have a good season.
Well, I think I actually have to disagree. I think it's a pretty good decision for the Rangers. You know, they're giving him a base salary. They can't pay him any less. So you know, this is the base contract. But, you know, you look at his season in 2005, 45 RBIs. He played in 102 games. That's the majority of the games. You know, he's signing right now.
That's
he's
the majority of the games? He played 162 games a year.
That's the majority.
I guess you could say that.
Yeah. Majority would be more than, like, 62. This isn't math class right now. Anyway, so Sosa, you know, I think this guy, he's gotten off the goods, as you said, Josh. But he can be a guy that's always there. He's only signing with the minor leagues. You know, it could be worse. He's not going to be immediately moved up with the Rangers. Rangers aren't, you know, that great of a team right now. Their franchise is kind of going, you know, they're on the downhill, on the downward slope, as they say. And Josh, you know what I just realized, during that train of thought?
I think I do know.
Spring training?
Spring training is just weeks away. I've heard there are signs up at Joe Robbie Stadium in West Palm Beach with signs saying that spring training 2 weeks away, which is very exciting stuff. 2 weeks, actually, pitchers and catchers 2 weeks away.
Away. You know, at least you get to see them. And, you know, a lot of the teams, they've had this early winter practice. I know a lot of the major league teams, they have the players come down in January and just, you know, not really play. Just loosen up, throw the ball around a little bit, get familiar. And, you know, it's always good to keep playing. It's never good to put down the baseball and stop playing, because that's how you're bad. And I'm just excited for this. As a baseball fan, as a sports fan, baseball season is starting up.
Baseball is starting up because, you know, once the NFL ends, it's a month. It's like a couple weeks of just drought. You know,
the middle of February.
You really don't want to watch the NBA. You really don't have much interest in the NHL.
I have a lot of interest in the NHL.
Thank you. Thank you for putting that into the show. That's always like a very good part. You talk about the NHL, a show about the NHL.
If you paid me, maybe I'd do a show about the NHL. I don't think I could. I don't even think I know that much about the NHL to have a whole show on it. Maybe, you know, another 2-minute segment on it, but a whole show?
I just can't believe spring training is that far away. Roger Clemens, he's supposed to be. He might sign with the Yankees. He's supposedly been offered the money because Robinson Cano gave up his number 22. to switch number 24.
And they haven't even signed him yet.
And they haven't even signed him yet. So I think I would expect Roger Clemens to come in real soon. But the Yankees pitching is so bad. If Andy Pettit, well, I don't know why Yankee fans are so excited to have him. He's going to be terrible. Mark my word, Andy Pettit's going to be horrible with the elbow and the whole thing. Then you have Mike Mussina, who's not that good. Qingming Wang is their best pitcher.
I love that guy's name.
They're gonna make Roger Clemens the number one pitcher. You cannot make Roger Clemens the number one pitcher. Qingming Wang is your number one pitcher. No more talking about it.
Well, you wouldn't make Roger Clemens your number one pitcher. You signed the guy for a lot of money.
I wouldn't make him
the guy. If
number
you
two, look, maybe number two, not number one. Qingming Wang.
You want Qingming Wang is ahead of Roger Clemens. Roger Clemens. He's been playing for many
Roger
years.
Clemens,
he's been on many world championship teams.
That is the past. And you want to make that him... is the past. This is the present. Qingming Wang is number one pitcher in my mind.
Well, who as a Yankee player, would you rather have Randy Johnson or Roger Clemens on your team?
Roger Clemens.
Oh yeah, Randy Johnson is getting old. I don't know why the Diamondbacks re-signed him, but I'm really happy for Randy Johnson. He gets to go back to Arizona. His family was there. His friends were there. His real fans were there. Since the day he was in New York, nobody liked him.
No, because of that first camera incident. Moving on, because I can't take much from baseball talk. Right? I don't know, baseball talk. I'm in a very NFL mood. You know, I can talk baseball a lot, but right now
it's football. The Super Bowl is in a week.
It's football.
Super Bowl's in a week.
But you know, there is some NBA stuff going on, which I like to touch a little bit. The Suns are on a hot run right now, which is very exciting to watch.
15 games in a row.
15 games in a row. And the Knicks, my favorite team, unfortunately.
Oh yeah.
Does it get any worse? Now you've got Stephon Marbury and Eddie Curry both hurt. Forbes have rated the Knicks as the most valuable franchise 2 years in a row.
Who is making that list?
Are you kidding me? Should we give Allen Houston a try? We're still paying him. Let's give him some shorts. Let's let him play.
You see, I was at the Knicks game the other week, and you have Allen Houston sitting there, you know, courtside with his son, showing that he's there. And I was saying, hey, throw the guy a jersey and some shorts. Let him come out and play. It's better than seeing Stephon Marbury be the selfish jerk that he is and just run up and, you know, jump the ball. That's not how basketball is played. Basketball is played by being a team. And the Knicks are definitely not a team right now.
A little thing on the callers this week. Some of the things did not go through. Very sorry, but very, very sorry about that. We did get two calls this week that did go through.
But now, finally, we got it back up, so if you want to call the show, you're more than welcome to.
206-203-0033. You want to do, we have a brand new website. Go to teenstalksports.com. All one word, teenstalksports.com. Send us an email, send us a message. It's a great new site.
It's .com, so you don't have any trouble spelling the website.
Yeah, which we had.
Which we had last week.
But caller number one, thanks for the call.
Hey, Josh and Jesse, I just tuned into your teen sports talk, so I really enjoyed it, even though I'm not a big sports fan. Maybe y'all should look into a career in radio somewhere down the line. Something like y'all are two hot young men that really know their sports. Getting to radio, I'd not tune you in if I was driving down the LIE, or should I say sitting still on the LIE someday. But anyway, I liked your background music. Got the Grateful Dead going, the Beatles going. Sounded good. And you all know Ted Pennington came from West Virginia, right? I know you two smart guys know that. Anyway, I think I seen you guys down at Wohawks back in the summer, didn't I? Anyway, y'all doing a good job. Keep up the good work. Later.
Huh. Now, I'm just curious. Send me an email if you understood more than two words of that entire call. That was a caller, Claudia, from West Virginia. Claudia, thanks for dropping us a line. Not really sure what you were aiming at with the call.
But I want to say we were in Wohop over the summer.
We were.
Wohop, I don't know this place. A great place down in Chinatown. We're doing a free plug here. 17 March. It's in the basement. The greatest place in Chinatown.
Cheap, good food. Nothing better than cheap, good Chinese
food.
It's great
stuff. Jesse really can't eat some stuff. See, one of those gluten-free people. But
nothing I can do about that.
But it's some great stuff there. Wohop in Chinatown. It's a great place. Look them up on the web, Wohop. I'll stop giving them free plug. We'll go to caller number seven. Caller number two.
Hey, guys. This is Ricky.
just calling to comment about the whole Roger Clemens vacuum contract situation. Last I heard, it's bound to happen, and Snell changed the number from 22 to 24. You know, so out of all signs indicate Roger Clemens back in pitch action as a Yankee fan, this probably wouldn't make me any happier. So I think you're awesome on that. Thanks.
Okay, Ricky, thanks for the call. Roger Clemens, we did speak about that before. Roger Clemens, he's probably going to sign it. If he's going to change his number, I think he's going to sign with the Yankees.
Yeah, I think Steinbrenner probably told Cano, listen, we're probably going to sign Clemens. I want to keep him the same number. If I slip you a couple of dollars, will you change your number? And I'm sure Cano had absolutely no problem with that.
I don't think so.
Well, Cano is a very valuable player on the team. It's good to have Cano on the team because he has heart. He looks like a mini Derek Jeter to me. You know, obviously he doesn't have the stats, but he's a good player to have on the team. He gives his heart, he gives his soul, and he's a Yankee, and the Yankee fans love him. You gotta love it. And another reason why I'm sure he was asked to change his number, because I bet all the Yankee fans that have Cano's jersey, they're gonna have to buy new jerseys because he has a new number. That's the way the Yankees get money.
That is the way the Yankees have so much money. It's George Steinbrenner with that huge pocket. We'll catch you back next week. We got a brand new show next week. It's the Teens Talk Sports. Hey, don't forget, you can drop us a live podcast at teenstalksports.com or check us out on our website, teenstalksports.com. Teens Talk Sports, your monthly source for sports talk radio.